On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, boys.
Mate, we'll start with the alarming news of this bombing situation over in Germany. I don't know that we know any more about it other than it's very disturbing indeed.
It is indeed. And once again, a sporting event's been used. And look, the police apparently haven't ruled in or out terrorism. But whichever way you look at it, it's an act of terror. Explosions going off around a team bus. And the Spanish international, Marc Bartra, apparently has been taken to hospital. The windows on the bus exploded. But it's just shocking news. And, you know, people go to sport to be entertained. And but a great touch by the supporters, apparently, you know, paying their respects in the stadium.
So it's going to be played tomorrow?
It is. It's been
postponed. I know the game's secondary, but I'm just wondering, it gets played tomorrow. That's the idea.
Yeah, well, there's three.
You'd be a bit apprehensive getting on the bus, wouldn't you?
Well, I have to say,
you get there,
the show must go on for us. So I have to tip against them, Monaco tomorrow morning. I just think something like that will rattle the team. Yeah. We know that it can galvanise them as well, but surely at a time like this, the last thing on your mind is football, and it's only been postponed by 24 hours. So the players are all going to have pressure from their families. You know, everyone's going to be worried. So you'd have to tip Monaco over Dortmund tomorrow morning.
And the ACL, mate, Wanderers went down. Well, they shouldn't have gone down.
Champions League feast, isn't it, Slats, this morning with Asian Champions League, European Champions League. Look, the Wanderers, you've got to give them a tick for courage coming back the way they did, but really they gave away three soft goals. It was a penalty that probably never should have been, and two great strikes from you know, distance.
Mate, the first goal in the fifth minute.
Oh, that was incredible.
That's world-class strike, unstoppable.
Absolutely. And we saw one of them in the Adelaide game, which we'll get to in a minute as well, from Kim Jae-sung. But, yeah, look, Western Sydney at home, and I said yesterday that the home teams must win.
Yeah.
They didn't. There's Danjanovic's goal, the Ibrahimovic lookalike, who was outstanding last night. And I had one eye on this game because I was commentating the Adelaide Jeju game for Fox Sports. But certainly that's Western Sydney's campaign over. There's Antonis's goal. But too little too late. And Lachie Scott, here comes his goal here. I think it was offside, but a great ball in nonetheless from Martinez and a great finish from the young boy, Scott.
Mossy, what does a club get out of playing the Asian Champions League? How much do you know?
Look, the prize money for winning it now has gone up past the $1 million mark.
Right.
But to get through to the knockout stages, I don't know what it is this year, but it's not a lot until you get to the advanced stages.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to make any money and it's very expensive to be in. It costs Australian clubs around $500,000 to compete.
Yeah. Because it's got no cut through, really, has it, with our fans?
Look, not here yet, I have to say. Although, you know, when Western Sydney went on their run, they got a great crowd out at Pirtek there. But, it hasn't resonated yet. It's a shame because in Asia, particularly in China, it is absolutely massive. Yeah. And it's a great tournament, fantastic tournament.
Adelaide?
This is a famous win. This is a very, very, very famous win. They went there. The odds were stacked against them. And they came out the other end 3-1. They wore bulletproof vests last night because they dodged 1,000 bullets from Jeju, who were top of the K-League, no less. But they showed enormous courage. And there's the equaliser from Cruz, which was a minute after Adelaide went ahead. But here's McGowan's goal from a corner. Great header. The goalkeeper came out flapping at thin air. But McGowan never lost belief that he'd win that, and it was a great finish in the end. And then Riley McGree capped things off with a fantastic goal. And McGree was quiet up until about 5 minutes before he scored, and then he just came to life. For a young player, he really grabbed the match by the scruff of the neck and was very, very influential in that result. But a famous win for Guillemot and his side, and nothing less than Adelaide deserved on the night, although they did ride their luck. Here's McGree's goal here. Great run into the box. Fantastic cushioned volley and finished the scraps.
Mate, just want to get you know, Monaco, you're tipping. They're $5.50 now against Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
All right, so you're tipping them at $5.50?
I am, with extenuating circumstances, of course.
Atletico Madrid up against Leicester.
I'm going to tip Atletico Madrid there, and I'm going to tip Bayern Munich to get over Real Madrid.
So
and
the
Mario.
Two favourites in the other sides, so Madrid is $1.28 and Bayern Munich $1.80, but your outsider is Monaco at $5.50.
Absolutely. And Mario's going to kill me because I forgot to give him my tips before I came on air.
Oh,
but I'm sure we'll get them out over social. We'll get them out over social media.
And Sydney FC, mate, it'd be a big night Saturday night.
Look, it's time. If you're a Sydney FC supporter, it's time to turn up to the game. They're going to be presented with the Premier's plate after the game. They're going for the record to be the best team in A-League history. 66 points, and they're facing Newcastle, who are at massive danger of collecting the wooden spoon.
All right, and I read this morning that they're not really going to be targeting that big overseas player running forward, or at this stage that looks likely. Financially, they've had a windfall.
Sydney FC.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I think Graham Arnold is pretty comfortable with the foreign players that he's got. I mean, there might be a bit of give and take here and there over the off-season, but, you know, on the whole, Bobo is two goals shy of Janko the other season. So
Ninkovic has been good.
Ninkovic outstanding. That's his key, to keep Ninkovic.
Olosko's been good.
Olosko's come good, absolutely. Second season, he's had a very solid season. Probably not marquee status, but watch his space.
Good stuff. Thank you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.
Well
pleasure.
Done, mate.